Now, from the 6th Congressional District of Florida, U.S. Representative Ron DeSantis. Welcome to the America's Radio News Show, Representative DeSantis.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, and I apologize. Am I saying your last name properly?
I didn't hear exactly. It's just DeSantis.
All right. Well, it's good to have you on the program. Ron is a first-time elected official from the district there in Florida, in Northeast Florida. Got a lot of very interesting support from Sheriff Joe Arpaio and Donald Trump back in the election. And you're down at CPAC, right?
I'm actually in the Capitol. We've had a lot of things going on. We're going to have some votes later today. So I'm basically just doing the job, meeting with some constituents who are coming in. So I do have CPAC on in my office, so I'm watching it. But I am not there right now.
Well, there's been a lot of interesting statements come out of CPAC already. I mean, Senator Rand Paul has continued his assault on the Obama administration for the lack of clarification over the use of drones. Senator Marco Rubio has talked about the right to define marriage. CPAC is a very conservative kind of event. Do you see CPAC as addressing the future of the GOP and whether it's really going to move more, say, in the Jeb Bush direction or more in the Marco Rubio-Rand Paul direction?
You know, I think events like CPAC are good, and it does bring together a lot of great activists. So it's a type of an event, that I would like to be at. But I think sometimes we overread some of these things and their importance. The fact of the matter is, the single most important thing that will affect the direction of the party going forward will be whoever emerges as the 2016 nominee. I mean, I know we're doing work in Congress. I know we got a lot of good governors. And I think right now we're kind of the main symbols of the party, both at the state level and the national level. But we will have a nominee. And basically, when you had Reagan come forward in 80, he changed the direction of the party and the conservative movement. And then other candidates have done that, some not as successfully as others. And so I think ultimately that is what is going to lead to kind of where we go in some of these issues.
Well, you are a former member of the military. You helped out with the SEALs, serving, as I understand, as a legal advisor with SEAL Team 1. Is that right?
Yep.
And you're currently on the subcommittee on the Middle East and South Asia for the Foreign Affairs Committee and the subcommittee on the Western Hemisphere. So you have a lot of involvement with the way the U.S. policy is being done around the world, and also you've seen it firsthand as a member of the services. What do you think is going on right now, especially North Korea is kind of on everybody's minds? Do you view the North Korean threats and posturing as a serious problem, or do you think this is something that really this is just more of the same old silly rhetoric?
No, I think that they're a serious problem. I mean, they're a tyrannical criminal regime, and with their weapons tests and basically their whole society is premised on oppressing their people and acquiring arms so that the ruling elite can remain in power. And so I think it's dangerous to the region, and I think obviously they're an enemy of the United States. One thing we can do, I think, from Congress's perspective is crack down on some of the illicit activities that fund the regime. They engage in all kind of criminal activities from, such as drug trafficking, financial improprieties. And so these are things that we can put pressure on. But ultimately, I think you need to have a strong president who's willing to send a clear message. And I don't think this president is the one who's able to do that. I think the rest of the world has taken his measure. And I think that they realize that he's somebody who, at the end of the day, is probably not going to be firm with them.
Well, if you could have the president make any one particular move with regards to either Iran or North Korea or even North Africa, where we're seeing all kinds of issues now, even just 2 years after the Arab Spring uprising, what do you think would be the most useful step for him to take that could maybe change that posture and get a more serious consideration from other world leaders?
Well, it's hard because, he does have the track record, but I think if I could point out one problem that I think could have been fixed early on, maybe it's too late. Stand by your allies, be very clear in projecting the fact that from places like Israel to our Eastern European allies to traditional allies like Great Britain, the United States stands unwaveringly with our allies, and then send a message to our foes, that we're going to be firm with you, and we're not going to allow you to push us around. And I think if you take that posture, I think you tend to deal with these countries better. See, I think Iran, when the president reached out to them and said, hey, we can talk, we can do all this, from their perspective, they are not reasonable people. I mean, they hate America. They think we're the great Satan. So when they saw that, they took that as a sign of weakness. And then they said, well, gee, you know, he thinks that we're going to want to work with him. Oh, man, we'll definitely continue building, you know, a nuclear arsenal or trying to build a nuclear arsenal. So it's just understanding some of these regimes. They are not normal thinking people like we would be, and they don't respond to like a traditional incentive.
U.S. Representative Ron DeSantis, he represents Florida's 6th Congressional District. Thank you so much for spending some time with us, Congressman.
All righty. Thanks for having me.